Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The nonprofit The Intercept has produced a trove of documents detailing Dr. Anthony Fauci's deceit to the American people. The documents contradict Fauci's claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News.
When now it's in his own words and his own emails and the emails of all of his cronies who have been on this gravy train for decades getting your tax dollars and then concealing what it went for. So I, for one, am looking forward to Tony Fauci's next appearance in front of the United States Senate. His appearance after that should be at the federal courthouse down the street.
A 7.1 earthquake struck southwestern Mexico very early Wednesday morning near Acapulco, Mexico. The jolt sent residents running into the streets of Mexico City, over 230 miles away. About 1.6 million Mexicans have lost power and phone service. Scores of aftershocks are rattling the country at this time. USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When all is said and done, voting integrity has returned to the state of Texas. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is signing an election bill into law. The Republican governor telling reporters it's a great bill because it expands early voting to 12 days, noting it's longer than President Biden's home state of Delaware. Abbott saying the bill will also make it harder for ballot harvesting and will withstand any legal challenges.
Whenever laws like this are passed, the first thing the Democrats do is they run to the courthouse and try to challenge it. I feel extremely confident that when this law makes it through the litigation phase, it will be upheld.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A California Gold Star mother, Shauna Chappell, whose Marine son was killed during America's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, has invited President Trump to her child's funeral. Mr. Trump contacted the woman to praise her son, but did not say if he would attend. USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Hundreds of thousands of people dead. Many more have been seriously ill. Kids have lost a year, now going on a second year of their education. Weddings have been postponed. Jobs have been lost. Businesses have been closed. And Tony Fauci all along has been lecturing you while hiding the fact that without proper notification to his political superiors in the executive branch funded this reckless, dangerous research in a Chinese communist lab and then went to great lengths to try to excuse them. I always wondered why early on in the pandemic, Tony Fauci insisted that there's no way this virus could have come from that lab. It's all just obvious common sense. It broke out just blocks away from the lab where they're studying the coronavirus, where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady. Yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
For James Whelan, being diagnosed with a common skin cancer called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, came as a surprise. James had never thought a little spot on his skin could be serious, but it was.
I was looking out for irregular moles, but what I thought was just an infected pimple turned out to be advanced CSCC, and it had already spread deep into my skin and through my shoulder and into my chest.
James was among the nearly 75% of Americans not familiar with CSCC. Although often cured when caught in an earlier stage, in some cases, CSCC can progress and become serious. After his diagnosis, James learned the importance of being proactive with his skin health.
I had multiple surgeries and other types of treatment, but when the CSCC progressed, I had to work with my team of doctors to figure out my options.
This summer, know the facts about advanced CSCC. Visit skincancer.org/CSCCfacts to learn more. This is sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? You can't have all these years of, not being involved and being laissez-faire about a government. As we were talking with Ken Cuccinelli before, is that, look at this government demands activation and participation. You just cannot let it happen to you. If you do, you've got the America that we have today where the ruling elites are happy to take over because they really believe that you're not smart enough. That you're just too dumb, and this idea of we the people. Now, it's got to be, we the elites. And you need them because you just don't have enough common sense. And, like, they've been doing such a great job as we look at $30 trillion of indebtedness and problems at every turn, whether we're talking about the southern border or we're talking about, what's happening internationally in Afghanistan. Just go right down the list. This is what the elites have been delivering to the American people and why they're up in arms. With us right now is Eric Carroll. He is the founder of Dad Talk Today, also hosts the podcast by the same name. It's a grassroots movement striving daily to change the family law courts. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Well, anybody that's been involved with family court system has been so frustrated, and thank God there is Eric Carroll who says, I'm going to turn that frustration into action. And on behalf of dads, on behalf of families and the kids, you're standing up for fathers' rights and for kids' rights. And, God bless you for doing this.
I appreciate that, Bill. I started Dad Talk Today back in 2019. Everybody starts something hoping it's going to take off. And I didn't realize just how much it was going to take off. We just hit our two-year mark, and we've gained an audience of over 300,000 plus.
Wow.
And these messages just started going crazy with people that's been through the family law courts and some of the experiences that they're having. And,
it's not a win-win proposition, Eric, for anybody that's been through it. And, of course, I speak from firsthand knowledge as well and frustration, and that's why I started hearing about your organization. I was like, gosh, I can't believe it. It's taken this long, but thank God for your faithfulness to this end, because you're helping a lot of dads, a lot of families, because, family court has been such a one-sided deal, and this idea of, I think the big problem that took us down a crazy road was this no-fault divorce concept.
Oh, no-fault divorce was definitely the start of all of it, and following no-fault divorce, they made something called Title 4D of the Social Security Act that gives a percentage of the child support paid from the federal government. They give it back to the states. They started realizing, hey, we can make money on this. At this point in time, family court is a $60 billion a year industry. It makes more money than all of the other courts combined. Think about that.
Yeah.
And
Stop just a minute here. I mean, okay. You know, again, people need to get their brain around this because it all goes back to that old axiom, follow the money, right? And we know that anything that involves the bureaucracy, it becomes this monolith. It's this, as Jenny Beth Martin said this morning, it's a Leviathan that, you know, comes in and has its own purpose and its own way of existing. And boy, I'll tell you, when any of these bureaucracies can find a way and get the combination to our treasury, heaven help us, and then it becomes what Ronald Reagan says, the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven, because it continues. I mean, these bureaucracies do not go away. They just fortify themselves all the more, and here they are. I mean, they're worried more about the money, and now that's probably a big reason. I mean, think about it, because I want the people to connect the dots here. When you're motivated by money instead of families and real problems and issues, then, you know, everything is compromised, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, I think it goes right back. I mean, the biggest obvious sign that we've got is over half of our legislators are attorneys. Think about that. Think of the danger with that. And you meet a lot of what they call the rhinoceros, the rhino. They didn't get into office to make change. They got in there to make a career. And I think that's where we're really starting to figure out we've got to make a change.
Yeah. Well, it's designed that way. I mean, we're getting what has been purposed. You know, the people are told, oh, you're going to elect this official and they're going to watch out for you and go and do the people's bidding. But then when they get into the institution, they get down, you know, as Ken Cuccinelli was saying, you know, they cross the Potomac. They become a different animal because then what happens is the most important thing for them, Eric, is to get reelected. It's not the people's business. And though, I mean, that may sound like a broad brush issue, that is a strong paradigm that cannot be denied by the majority of elected officials. They know it's all about fundraising. Well, when you're busy about fundraising, just like the military, when you're busy about critical race theory, you start missing some things like, the enemy and strategy that you should have when you go to exit Afghanistan, some common sense things. But when your eye is off the ball, then you make stupid decisions. Case in point, again, what's happening in Afghanistan. So just run that idea across the plain. When you're not focused on the issue at hand, you're going to make some goofy mistakes, and you're going to want to pass a reconciliation bill of $3.5 trillion that has nothing to do with infrastructure for the most part.
Oh, definitely, man. You know, earlier this year, we went to the Capitol in Texas trying to get what's called a 50-50 bill that would give dads equal custody to mom upon divorce. 200 parents showed up at that Capitol. Wow. Four of the people that sat on the committee to hear that bill were family law attorneys that got money from the bar. They're also four of the same people that when they went to do the election laws like a month or two ago, ran off to D.C. Same four people.
Right.
And
you see, just by virtue of that, though, Eric, don't you think they should be recused? You know, because when you got skin in the game like that, you can't make an objective opinion. This is insane.
Well, I mean, you go back further to it. 200 parents showed up all in favor of this. They only had 8 parents that stood up to speak against it, and all of them were on behalf of the bar. The very bar that was giving money to the legislators. It's like you're fighting a losing battle.
Exactly. Well, you see, this is what happens, Eric, when the mainstream media goes missing in action. You know, this is something that should be covered by, you know, our legacy media, because that's what the First Amendment is all about, so that they can, you know, they're part of the checks and balance. And this is where we are right now, is we're missing those important checks and balances. And you just bring up another example of what's happening when the legacy media is missing in action, right? Because if you had anybody worth their salt, some investigative journalists, they'd be all over this in a heartbeat. You wouldn't be talking to me like as if this is breaking news.
100%, Bill. I agree with that. I've talked to a lot of the major networks. They see our numbers and how we're growing. And when they find out what we're talking about, this is the common answer that I get. It's not sexy enough to be on mainstream TV. Well, I didn't know our news was supposed to be sexy. I thought it was supposed to be the news.
And you thought at the end of the day it was to help people and to really come with, you know, and help real solutions of families here who are faced with divorce and the effect that it's having on the kids. But it's hard to see that when you're worried more about the money. We've got more from Eric after this.
It's been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. After that, I become something else. But that's a whole other issue that my therapist is working on with me. But we keep fighting the good fight. Hey, thanks for being here. We appreciate Eric Carroll with us. He is the founder of Dad Talk Today, the host of the podcast, Dad Talk today. This is something that has been vacant. It's kind of amazing that Eric's only been doing this for a couple of years, but the response and the growth of Dad Talk today has just been, you know, through the roof. And congratulations, because this has been something that dads in particular have been wanting to talk about. I mean, they may talk about it at the bar with friends that will listen to them until they're tired of hearing the story, until it's their time for their story, especially in light of how many divorces today, Eric, that we're talking about, with over 50% of the marriages ending up in divorce. And then how many of those families have children involved?
Yeah, definitely. You know, most people don't care until it happens to them. But see, by the time it happens to you, it's too late. You know, we've got some updated statistics, Bill. Marriage is at an all-time low. Divorce is at an all-time low, and people were celebrating, but marriage is at an all-time low, and that nuclear family is being broken apart, and we're seeing the consequences of that now.
Well, again, you said something rather important here, the nuclear family. The nuclear family is the basis. That is the building stone. That is the foundation of this American republic. It's the foundation of our humanity. And when that's dishonored and compromised, well, then you have the America that you have today. And it's rather dismembered. And this has been institutionalized. This isn't something by accident. This has been by design and by an abject, purposeful ignorance and ignoring the problem, Eric, because they've seen this problem for a long time. I mean, they've had dads, you know, complain, sadly. I mean, you know, we've seen the stories where dads or even moms get so upset about the system that they end up going ballistic. And, you know, you've had attorneys shot because of outcomes, the way this process is handled, you know, but they can't seem to connect the dots. I guess they're just making so much money that it blinds them to the reality. And the reality is you're talking real people, real lives here, whether it's the kids or a mom or a dad, right?
We've got parents that are getting murdered. We've had kids that have died. I had a father that came on my show last Thanksgiving, and 2 months later he got murdered in a parking lot by his ex-father-in-law when he went to pick up his kids. And ultimately, the media stayed silent on it. And I just, I can't understand it for the life of me. You know, I could think of so many other ways that I'd rather make money than knowing I was profiting off the destruction of a family. I mean,
Well, it's an adversarial design, Eric. I mean, because these attorneys, and this may be a little unfair, but maybe the legal profession needs to consider this. Because they know that they can bill more hours when you have animosity between the parties, right? Because they're coming. Oh. I have a very dear friend of mine. Imagine this. I mean, this has been a battle over child support and, you know, maybe even the color of the sky. It's been absolutely ludicrous. And each of them have paid in excess of $500,000 for their child. Imagine that.
Wow.
$500,000, and guess what? Nothing's solved. I mean, the dad, even to this day, is separated from the child. Part of it's COVID-related. Part of it is related to, you know, the way the system works, because it's not, I mean, it's rare, and I hear this from time to time, but it's too rare that this happens, and that is where the judge will have enough compassion and understanding to say, you know what, both parents created this child, and both parents need to be involved, unless one's a lunatic and abusing or whatever, you know. But of course, when you get into an adversarial position in court, what is presented by one of the spouses, if not both, is, well, the other's, you know, he's an alcoholic, or, you know, he abuses our child, you know, whatever, you know, all these inflammatory ideas that fill the court. And then the court makes a decision without saying, wait a minute, you know, the goal here is to keep, you know, you two may not want to be intact anymore. You may not want to have a marriage, but you have a child here that you cannot abandon. Your responsibility is still to protect and take care of this child. Now, if that is the goal, I got to believe then the decisions that would come down from the court would be different, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, we got other cases that are coming up that people need to put their eyes on. I'm good friends with Jeff Younger out of Texas. They've been trying to gender transition his son since he was 7. Well, now he's 9. They just took custody away from the father, and they've got a gag order on him where he can't talk because he doesn't want his son to gender transition. He has spent $1.1 million. Now, you talk about how they make money by dragging it out. There's psychologists, custody evaluators, guardian ad litems, and the more professionals that they can put on these cases, it's just like everybody's got a hand in each other's back pocket and keep this racket going. They love it to drag out.
Well, you know, this is the culture we're in today, sadly, and the fact that, you know, when you enter into this system, you're playing by different rules, and you may think reasonably, you know, going into this, I'm sure this dad probably thought, well, of course, you know, they're going to see the reason for all this, you know, but here you are over $1 million later, and it just keeps mounting and getting more and more incredible to where, you know, even like with my friend that I related to you a moment ago, they just surrender. They just go, okay, well, there's no use. And here they are brokenhearted because in surrendering, they've turned over the life of their child to something they don't believe in. And I just can't imagine what this dad is going through. And especially as you read everything about this, you know, this gender transformation stuff that's going on in young children. You know, it's not like you're getting some incredible success record out of this, are you?
No, and you know that my fear is I've said this is one of the most important cases since Roe v. Wade. I'm afraid if this goes through, you're going to see this all across the nations. It's got attorneys salivating over that because they know it's going to be highly litigated in court, and that equates to more and more dollars.
Exactly, it's windfall profit for them. Sadly, it's not about any kind of ethics. It's not about the better good of humanity and the people and these kids. I mean, this is all a crapshoot, as they would say, Eric. Excuse me for the language, but that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's just, you know, what are we putting at risk here? A 9-year-old kid is still trying to figure out things and is being told. I mean, it's kind of like what we went through, if you remember, during the Clinton years when he was running for, I think it was for re-election. I don't think it was his first time. I think it was the second time when he was running for re-election. The community got behind him. And you started hearing numbers of how many, you know, were involved here. You know, it was, you know, before you knew it, it was like 25% of America had this thought, this prevailing thought. And then, you know, of course, they go into talk with the president to say, hey, look, we're all that in a bag of chips, you know, because we represent 25% of America. And Bill Clinton said, no, it's, you know, it's actually less than 5%. But, you know, for that, you know, here we are. We've gotten to the point that this is the dangerous slide that we're on right now. And who we're putting at risk, these young kids that don't know better. It's the parents that are supposed to know better. We're the guardians. We've experienced life. And so what they've done and what the courts are doing and all in this family court deal is they're handcuffing the parents who know better and that should have a say, aren't they?
Well, definitely. And you talk about how, you know, the parents know better. We've seen the indoctrination that's going on in our school system. We see the indoctrination on entertainment. All these kids, social media, all these things are being thrown at them. The one thing that they've got that can help them combat that is parents that know better, that can teach our kids right from wrong. And right now, yeah, we've got a fatherless epidemic where they're not getting that. One out of every three kids in the United States are without their dad. In the African-American household, we're at the mid-70s. That's almost four out of every five children without their fathers. And if we don't have a strong strong nuclear family, we will not have a strong nation. This is definitely by design.
Can you say chaos, Eric?
Chaos.
I mean,
epidemic.
That's really, without a doubt. So if you have a broken family, it's like an industry financially lucrative for family court services. This is their driving motivation. It's not about raising kids that are going to be productive and contributors to an even greater society for the best care of all concerned. Eric Carroll, thank you for being with us.
You thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history? You're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come
often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The nonprofit The Intercept has produced a trove of documents detailing Dr. Anthony Fauci's deceit to the American people. The documents contradict Fauci's claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News.
Well, now it's in his own words, in his own emails, and the emails of all of his cronies who have been on this gravy train for decades getting your tax dollars and then concealing what it went for. So I, for one, am looking forward to Tony Fauci's next appearance in front of the United States Senate. His appearance after that should be at the federal courthouse down the street.
A 7.1 earthquake struck southwestern Mexico very early Wednesday morning near Acapulco, Mexico. The jolt sent residents running into the streets of Mexico City, over 230 miles away. About 1.6 million Mexicans have lost power and phone service. Scores of aftershocks are rattling the country at this time. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. Lou Euler is with us, the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Hey, Lou, how are we doing?
We're doing okay, except for the chaos that this administration is creating around America and around the world. Is just a desperate situation for our nation, the worst situation I've seen in my lifetime.
Without a doubt, I mean, the level of national insecurity that the Biden administration has thrust America in, we don't necessarily see it right now. We can anticipate it. We've seen this movie before. It doesn't come out positive. There's not a happy ending here. It is the proverbial kick the can down the road, but this one has a little bit of a boomerang effect, and it's going to come down upon us, I think, in a very serious manner, because we have stirred up the hornet's nest, and we think that somehow we can just walk away from it and there's not going to be any ill effect. I don't care what horizon you're looking at. It does not look favorably when it comes to our national security, does it?
No, that's exactly right. And it's one thing to pull out of a 20-year war in Afghanistan, but to do it on the basis of a prescribed date instead of doing it logically when you have withdrawn your people, your equipment, and they provided for the safe. I mean, the pictures that we've seen now of canines, of dogs being left in their cages in Kabul is just a dramatic description of the chaotic decision-making process that this Biden administration has used.
Lou, you know, we had a discussion with a lieutenant colonel who had four tours of Afghanistan. And one of his jobs was dealing with, and this was 10 years ago, dealing with the exit, how this was going to be handled, non-combatants, people who supported America 10 years ago. So all this was being planned then. So what did we do? We just ignored all that research and all that hard work, and Joe Biden insisted on his own way. And clearly what seems to be obvious to me, because the generals are quite quiet, they're yielding to the chain of command and respecting the commander in chief by not saying anything. But I think at some point, things are going to bust out. We had one former Marine. Now he's a former Marine. 17 years of service. Put his rank on the table and said, look, there needs to be accountability. And I thought it was quite interesting. Again, this two-tiered system that we have in our government, that if you're on the Democratic side, it seems, and you're going along with that narrative, like if you remember Lieutenant Colonel Vidman, who talked, and he was so upset that, that Donald Trump, how dare he, the elected president of the United States, would move his cheese and have a better way of handling the Ukraine. Lieutenant Colonel Vidman thought that he was the king du jour there and things should be done his way. And here he is celebrated as this, just incredible patriot by the Democrats, by Nancy Pelosi and, Chuck Schumer et al. And the gang, that he was just so wonderful in coming out and taking so much courage to talk about this. And now here we have a Marine, 17 years of service there in country, not all 17 years, but, knew what he was talking about and saying, look, this is bungled up so badly that there needs to be accountability for the sake of everybody else in the military who looks up to their leadership, because this was such an obvious failure of leadership. Tell me that you didn't do this, because it seems that this was all driven by Joe Biden, and they just went along to go along to protect their, their retirement positions once they walked away from the military.
Yeah, when you listen to the officials, the non-military officials, the Secretary of State, some of the others in the staff of the White House, you recognize the incredible lack of understanding that needs to be shown by the president and why he is saying and doing what he's doing. But to pick a date, September the 1st or August the 31st, by which you leave, instead of to picking the date when you are safe with your people and your equipment and your dollars and your administration for the future with other countries, etc. When you do that, you have bankruptcy in our leadership and decision-making process, that we're going to have to go for a veto-proof Congress in the 22 election in order to stop this kind of nonsense.
Yeah, well, the thing is that here you are. You're making an agreement with somebody who's untrustworthy. The agreement's only as good as the people that you're dealing
with.
And the Taliban, you're going to trust them to hold to a date. And, of course, they violated, clearly, former President Trump had said clearly they had violated the agreement that he had with them, that there were certain things that they were supposed to do. They did not adhere to, like, they were supposed to get along with the Afghans. They were supposed to come together and put together some sort of joint, governmental program. They did nothing. They just went right through, started assuming property and took over, geography there in Afghanistan, to the point that here they are. They're large and in charge, and, of course, larger yet because of all the munitions, all the weapons that we left behind. And according, this I just got from our friend Adam Angieski with Open the Books, and that is that Joe Biden has erased, from the website, the report that the government had of the, 82, $85 billion worth of armaments that were left behind. They've taken that down now, Lou. They don't want anybody to know the facts of, on the ground and how much they have fortified the Taliban and really have strengthened them as a force there in the Middle East.
Oh, yes. And you know, when you're talking $90 billion of equipment, who paid for that? The American people paid for that. And this is in the wake of things like shutting down our Keystone pipeline and then approving the pipeline between Russia and Germany. These other kinds of decision making that just are absurd. And that's what we're confronting now, is a pathway of decision-making in this administration that is unprecedented in the history of this country.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, according to Rasmussen, the president's polling numbers have really dropped. I mean, they're in the tank, 42%. That's almost unheard of. I mean, this is, I think even Jimmy Carter would love to have had even 42%. But even still, this is just awful. And the thing is, 56% of Americans disapprove. Now, this is Republicans, Democrats alike, all right? This isn't just Republicans only. Republicans' number, you know, if you just extract that, is just huge. But the thing is that I find quite interesting is in the latest figures, 24% of Americans, they strongly approve of the job Biden is doing, 24%. It just makes me wonder, you know, it's almost like I want to sit down and have a cup of coffee with some of them and just say, help me understand how you feel this president is doing such a great job. I'm not there. And certainly that's based on my understanding and commitment to a constitutionally driven government, of which, you know, in these last decades, we've abandoned that concept, but we need to reengage. That's why the American people are so outraged, is that they're waking up to realize that the people they've been sending to D.C. are not interested in a constitutional form of government.
Well, that's why we have the, you know, things going on in our schools on the racial stuff and the cross-gender stuff and abandoning training in the Constitution and all the rest. That is what the Biden group are doing to America, and that's why thoughtful Americans, traditional Americans, regular Americans have to get together and restore America that we have loved and cherished and we want to see in the future. That's the challenge we face.
Lou, where can they go to get activated? Give them your website.
To limittaxes.org, and together we can restore America and the common sense you've underscored, which is critical to the nation's future.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I'm glad.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. And, of course, you hear the song, and you know immediately, boy, I'll tell you, it brings out, for those of us who are still patriots of this great country of ours, it just brings out an emotion that just draws us all together and unifies us, exactly what our founding fathers had in mind in E Pluribus Unum. And, of course, the man responsible who wrote this song that has become America's second national anthem, Lee Greenwood, joins us now. Hey, Lee, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great, Bill. Thank you. Thanks for the introduction.
Well, Lee, 41 years ago, wow, you come up with this idea, God bless the USA. Give us a little bit of history and remind us what it was for you and how the lyrics and this whole experience came together.
Thank you for asking. And I have to tell you, first of all, that I'm a farmer from California. I was raised by my grandparents in Sacramento. And so I really didn't have a chance to pursue my career as I would have wanted to. So I went ahead and moved to the state of Nevada next door and just tried to make a good living. And I did that for way too long, almost 20 years. There was a couple of chances I had to go to L.A., didn't work. When the opportunity to go to Nashville, I jumped on that and became successful. But it was almost immediate then. And I toured for almost 3 years before I wrote God Bless the USA, because most of my songs I was writing was in the back of my bus. And we were playing stadiums and touring with all the major acts. And we had 3 buses and 2 tractor trailers. And I would generally spend time in one of the other vehicles talking to the drivers who were sleeping while I'm working. And just one night after a concert somewhere between Arkansas and Texas, I just decided it's time to write the patriotic anthem that I've always wanted to. And it didn't take too long to put it together, but I guess when you think of something for an awful long time, then you realize it's manifested into words and lyrics and music. And I had a piano in the back of my bus where I actually made the demo and then took it home.
Yeah, as some people would refer to it, some creators and artisans, they would say, you ask, well, how long did that take? And they'll say, an hour plus a lifetime. And that's what it sounds like for you in this story here about God Bless the USA.
That's exactly right. And if you go back to my history and find out the years that I spent in Nevada, many of the times I worked with a lot of the greats of my era, including Elvis. Mm-hmm. And Elvis, was in the same hotel that I was working in the lounge. He was in the main room, and many times I'd go in and see his show or catch the ending, and he'd do the trilogy. And he was very reverent, actually, yeah. Elvis was. He could have been a preacher, to tell you the truth. And so when I said, if I ever get my career, I'm actually going to do the trilogy to close my show. And I think that comes in the back of my mind when I started touring. But then I said, you know, maybe I shouldn't write, maybe I shouldn't sing the trilogy. Maybe I'd write my own closer. And and I think maybe that's where it began to be a real thing in my head when I started touring so heavily. Every night was different, a different kind of audience. Mm-hmm. But I toured all of America, every doghouse, outhouse, and roundhouse, and found out where the Patriots were. And they're everywhere. They're different
in
Texas.
Yes.
They're different in L.A. and Miami. But we're all Americans when you come down to it. And I still tour and find all those places where people just wave the flag and proud that I'm singing.
Yeah, without a doubt. Did you ever get a chance to sneak in on a couple of those gospel sessions that Elvis was known for after the show that would go on till like 5 in the morning?
No, I was never involved in that, but I did hang out with some of the Rat Pack, and, you know, the times in there, I was just working really hard, and so every day I had to get enough sleep because I'd have to double back the next day and work again.
Well, we're talking with Lee Greenwood, and, you know, he talks about his humble beginnings, but here's an artist who has scored 21 top 10 singles, albums that have gone gold and platinum, been awarded by top organizations in country music, CMA and ACMs. Not bad for a farmer out of Sacramento, California, I would say.
You know, it is high cotton. It really is. Sometimes I pinch myself and say, is this real? And God has just put me in the right place, the right time. But I, you know, people ask me a question. Have you ever seen this nation so divided? And my answer immediately would be, do you not remember the Civil War? Or do you remember Vietnam? Because I lived through Vietnam, and I remember how torn we were as a nation. We will come back from this. We just have to squash those people who don't believe America's worth saving and still the greatest nation on earth.
Well, that's what I remind people, Lee Greenwood, is that, you know, we talk about revival. Well, by its mere title, it tells you that you had to, at some point, been vived. If you hadn't been vived at all, then there's no revival, right? And we have this 245-year rich history of America. If you want to disclaim it, that's up to you. It's a free country. You can, take away whatever you want to take away. But the truth remains, no matter what, is this country chose God. Like Israel was chosen by God, but yet America, the pilgrim forefathers, the true founding fathers of our country said, we choose God. God, and they prayed to God that God would give them a land where they could freely worship and praise the God that they believed in, and God answered their prayer. And here we are today, 245 years later, the beneficiaries of that prayer.
Well, it was real prayer at the time because it was a very, after we defeated the British and decided we're going to become a nation, that we had to fight ourselves for a while. And then, of course, moving west and discovering so many other things and then having to fight people who would like to take it away from you, the battle between cattle and sheep, the battle with the Indian nation, and moving all the way to the California coast. And when you look at the documents that start our country, I recognize that I haven't read the Constitution all the way through. I've read the preamble, and I know what the Constitution says. But we're releasing a brand-new God Bless the USA Bible, which is unique because it has in the back of the book the Declaration of Independence, the readable Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and, I may tell you, Bill, the Pledge of Allegiance, which has Under God in it.
Yes, good. Well, and I do want to talk to you more about the God Bless America USA Bible. Congratulations on this. I imagine as you're doing this, you're going, why wasn't this done earlier? And also, by the way, just a side note on the Constitution, on this show, we constantly remind our listeners at certain key, you know, memorial points, whether it's the 4th of July, you know, when you're singing God Bless the USA, Memorial Day, other, veteran events and that sort of thing. It's a reminder for us to reconnect with the Constitution. I like what the late Charles Krautheimer has done, and we've done this too in our family, is that he would invite people over like for 4th of July, and Juan Williams was relating the story as well, and he said that they went around and they would read certain, they would read excerpts, they'd read the Constitution in total, but each person would read an excerpt of it and would go around and the Constitution would be passed along and they would read it. And after doing that, it just reminded them again of the greatness of this country and how uniquely designed by God himself, that George Washington would say.
Well, of course, the documents were forged in such a way that gives the people the power. And we don't want the government to take the power away from us. If you read the Constitution, yes, we can actually change this country a little at a time, done legally and by law. But you can't just change it overnight and throw out the country. Unfortunately, a lot of the people want to change this country, and they want to do it instantly, tear down all of our history, throw out the documents that start the country. That's not the way you're going to do it. If you want to change, that's fine, but let's change it a little time by popular demand.
Exactly. It's not sustainable if you just cancel people, because the truth will always find a way above the clatter of it all. And this is what we're experiencing right now. And as you say, this is a government of, for, by, we the people. We the people have created this mess, if you want to say, that we're in right now. And guess what? We can uncreate it and align it more perfectly, because we are a not, as you say, a perfect union. But I don't know in any other constitution or declaration of any country that said that they would strive to reach that level of being a more perfect union, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I tour the world. We just got back from Africa. We've heard all over Europe, South America. If you want to know how great this country is, go ahead and do that. Just travel a little and you'll see how backward some of the other countries are. Thank God we have the freedom to develop industry and to change the way we'd like to live. And to tell you, if you remember the attack on America and 9/11, of course, we're coming up on the 20-year anniversary of that, where we'll have a TV special of it filmed in New York last week. And you have to recognize that this wonderful country is so revered, and at the same time, so many people are jealous of the freedom that we have. Maybe that's our only weakness, but I'm just saying, as long as we have that freedom, we should protect it.
Well, look at the people in Cuba, Lee. You've seen the video. They're out there. They're yelling Libertad, and in their hands, they're carrying Cuban flags and American flags. American flags are synonymous with liberty, and this is a natural, organic response. And so there's a lot for Americans to be proud of and for us to reclaim in terms of our rich heritage. And the idea of God Bless USA Bible, how did that come about? We got about a minute and a half left, Lee.
We read to our kids when they were very young. Their boys are now 26 and 23. Both of them in college. Dalton's getting a PhD in Vanderbilt on cancer research. And our younger boy, who's a chancellor scholar at TCU in Fort Worth, is a musical composition major. But we read to them when they were under a year old. My wife and I took turns sitting in the rocking chair and putting a book in front of them. And after a very short period of time, they'd be reading to us instead of us reading to them. And the only thing I missed was, you know what? Why didn't I teach them more of a patriotic lesson while we were just reading about cows jumping over the moon? And so that's why the Bible comes in my now in our career. I want to release this God Bless the USA Bible to give people not only a chance to remember how to be revered, how to revere the country and to have faith, but also read the documents that started our country.
Well, Lee Greenwood, cannot thank you enough. What a blessing that you continue to be. You continue to pay it forward with your talent. You remind us, you know, every year, and it is a blessing for the second American national anthem when you sing God Bless the USA. How can they get their hands on this God Bless the USA Bible?
Visit GodBlessTheUSABible.com for more information and additional features. And remember, it's the King James Version in its entire text.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of...